This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden says bipartisanship was key to passage of a debt limit agreement that saved the United States from default. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Speaking from the Oval Office for his first time, President Joe Biden said passage of a budget agreement averted a crisis.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher.
Biden said the agreement means progress can continue.
This is vital because it's essential to the progress we've made over the last few years is keeping full faith and credit of the United States of America.
The president said hammering out the deal would have been impossible without bipartisanship.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
But Biden said he plans to return to the fight in a second term to raise taxes on the wealthy. Norman Hall, Washington.
Ukraine fended off 36 Russian air attacks in and around the capital overnight, while pro-Kyiv Russian fighters said they were battling Russian forces for a second day inside Russia, trading blame with Moscow for the deaths of two civilians. Russia has launched about 20 waves of attacks on Kyiv since the beginning of May in a surge that Ukraine says appears aimed at derailing its preparations for a major counteroffensive to try and end Russia's invasion. Sudan's warring parties fought in the capital after the collapse of talks to maintain a ceasefire and ease a humanitarian crisis. Residents of Khartoum and Omdurman across the Nile said the army had resumed airstrikes and was using more artillery. They also said there was no sign the paramilitary rapid support forces was retreating from streets and homes it had occupied. This is VOA News. Ukraine was high on the agenda in talks in Toronto between the prime ministers of Canada and Poland. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Warsaw has positioned itself as one of Kyiv's staunchest allies. Poland has NATO's longest border with Ukraine and has been the main route in for weapons and out for refugees. Canada has also been a strong backer, providing military support to Ukrainian troops who are receiving training in Poland. The Polish public overwhelmingly supports Ukrainians in their war with Russia. An Ipsos poll said 82% of Poles think NATO and the European Union should back Ukraine until it wins the war. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia is saying that Azerbaijan and Armenia have made significant progress in talks designed to unblock transport links between the two neighbors, which are at odds over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Again, VOA's Marissa Melton.
Nagorno-Karabakh is in Azerbaijan, but populated by ethnic Armenians. Moscow, Washington, and the European Union are all trying separately to help ensure permanent peace between Azerbaijan and Armenia, who have fought two wars in the last 30 years. In 2020, Azerbaijan seized control of areas controlled by ethnic Armenians in and around the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Since then, it has periodically restricted access to the only road linking the enclave with Armenia. Russia has traditionally been the main power broker between Azerbaijan and Armenia. They both lie on the southwest edge of the former Soviet Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Alleging political bias, lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump have asked a judge to recuse himself. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Within hours of his historic arraignment this spring, Donald Trump labeled respected jurist Juan Manuel Merchan a Trump-hating judge. Trump's lawyers have now doubled down on the claim and asked Judge Merchan to step aside from Trump's New York City criminal business records case. They also say Merchan has a conflict of interest arising from his daughter's work for some of Trump's Democratic rivals. They also say Judge Merchan tipped the scales in two other Trump-related cases by involving himself in plea negotiations for Trump's longtime finance chief and requiring him to testify against Trump's company in exchange for a 5-month jail sentence. The decision on recusal is up to Judge Merchan himself. I'm Norman Hall.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your mobile device. Just search for VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. VOA News.